This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's 6 o'clock on Dukes and Bell, the number one sports talk show in Atlanta for your ride home.
You strong? They said, I'm strong if you strong. I said, we strong then.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Glad to have you listening. Happy Friday. Happy Mother's Day to all the wonderful moms out there on Sunday. Do something good for mom. We are Dukes and Bell, and coming up, we'll get to our top three at 6. You know, the United match the other night, Mike, ticked off a lot of people with the rules and what was going on. Now, I was out yesterday, and I know you guys discussed a lot about what took place, but, you know, we've got to turn the page. 17s, we got to turn the page, and we got to go get this one in Orlando. I'd love to get a win. Mm-hmm. Certainly don't want to take the L. I'd like to get some points out of this, but I am a little bit concerned, man, about who's going to be in goal.
Well, we heard from Darren Eales, you know, you want to win all your home games in the MLS. It's much more difficult to win on the road, and Orlando is hot, although they have not played the greatest level of competition, according to our man Jason Longshore, who, along with Mike Conte, will have the call right here on 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com. But the goaltender, Christensen, young man, was called up. Tough spot, I mean, because Alex Cann, the other backup, was jammed up. So the younger guy from Atlanta United 2 has got to make his start in front of 45,000 people against the best team in the Western Conference. You know, I thought he did a decent job. You heard the comments of Michael Parker saying that for a guy that was thrown into the Wolves, the communication was okay, was decent with the defense. You know, and it'll basically work better, Carl, on keeping the ball in bounds when he's kicking it down the field. But certainly you're hoping you're going to keep the pressure on their rather weak defense in Orlando and take the pressure off Christensen.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough game. I mean, there's no doubt. As you said, I don't think they're as talented as the team we just saw. Sporting KC, man, they got their stuff together.
But I will say this. I don't think there's anybody out there that watched that match, and especially when we were down a man and how we put all the pressure on them in the second half. They took out their offensive stars. They loaded up on defense.
They did.
And we still kept the heat on. They're not as good as NYCFC. We're much better than them. And as I told to a couple of Kansas City fans on Twitter, hopefully we'll see them again because they didn't get our best game once Brad Guzan got the red card. Well, we can handle those guys.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, listen, I'm with you and I want to ride there, but we didn't take advantage of the opportunities we had. And
I was sloppy. We had some sloppy.
Like, very sloppy.
Sloppy passes or some lazy passes. And I don't know, we chalked that up to the midweek. They're a little fatigue either way. Gressel didn't play, so he'll be fresh for Orlando. We'll see how how Tata rolls the lineup out there. But, by the way, real quick, in case you're wondering, another reason to root for MLS players and root for Atlanta United, unlike some guys in the NBA, the MLB, and NFL, they're not stealing money. Big article, by the way, that Arthur showed me from Pro Soccer USA, MLS salaries, talking about the money these guys are making.
Sorry.
Now, it's don't get me wrong, it's more money than most of us will ever see, but compared to other sports, the big four, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, but that's always kind of been a function of why MLS has not caught on, is because you can't attract the players from overseas when you're paying the kind of money MLS is paying.
Well, no, unfortunately, you'll pay the overseas guys a ton, and the rest of the guys get the chicken feed.
But you're not going to have quality across the board. Right, and you're seeing it still to this day. Older guys who were stars overseas now coming over.
Yeah, Wayne Rooney just signed a deal, and Alexi Lalas said it's a joke. But that's what makes Atlanta so attractive, is that we did it the new way, not the old-fashioned way. We went and developed and invested in young stars from South America, and obviously with a guy like Tata, guys want to play here.
Yeah, it is interesting to see, guys. I saw it earlier today. Maybe I'll tweet it out a little bit later for you guys to check it out. Hey, it is Dukes and Bell. Let's get to the top three at 6.
Time for Dukes and Bell, top three. Top three stories of the day.
Can I count it off?
All right, let's get to story number one, and it is our Atlanta Hawks. We believe that the Hawks are on the verge of hiring their next head basketball coach. And guys have been talking about it all day. Lloyd Pierce meeting with the Hawks for a third meeting. We had Steve Koonin on the show today. He says a presser is imminent. Here, very soon, he feels good about it. But, again, nothing had been signed at the time that we talked to Steve Koonin. That was 5:40 today. But, Mike, all signs point to this being the guy right now.
And he's not exactly a household name, but he's a guy with a lot of experience. And with the rebuild, he's been around the league for many years. He's not a young guy. I mean, younger is 42, younger than us. But anyway, Brad Stevens is kind of what you're looking for. Did you want them to go after a college coach? We tried that with Lon Kruger a couple of years ago, and that didn't pan out. I mean, did that matter to you? Would you rather have a longtime NBA assistant or a guy that's really kicked butt in the college ranks?
No, I think a lot of these NBA guys, you know, Billy Donovan was a different – he was special in the sense that he had won at the college level. I think it was just time to leave Florida, and he wanted a new challenge. But he's proven that he can handle the NBA. I think that Travis Schlink specifically was looking for someone that he felt comfortable with. And I think this is one of those guys. He's been around the league, guys. When you talk about where he's been to Cleveland. Obviously was an assistant there in Memphis, but has been a part of the 76ers rebuild. So he's kind of been through this and understands it. And I think that's a big part of this as well. You didn't want to bring a veteran guy in here expecting to win right now. And if we're not, you know, he's raising Cain and causing issues. You got to let these young guys grow, but in the process, you're going to lose a lot. You're going to lose, continue to lose, and I don't think, Mike, we're where we're going to be between now and the next 3 years.
So here's a question. Does the guy get it together? And then, as we saw, how funny was it watching the interim coach for the Bucks making screw-ups left and right against the Celtics? You could argue that the Sixers coach, not exactly the sharpest knife in the drawer at times, tactically against Boston. We'll see. I mean, nothing to lose, I guess, is the philosophical way to look at this. Most importantly, can we please get some luck with the ping pong balls on Tuesday?
Tuesday, big day, NBA draft lottery. Hopefully we can make it happen. Hey, story number two, it's our Falcons. And we got a chance to hear from the rookies today. We will let you hear from some of the rookies, including number one draft pick Calvin Ridley, who talked about the pressure that he has to live up to coming in here.
I'm just worrying about me right now, to tell you the truth. I'm, you know, trying to be the best I can for the team and work hard and, you know, just come out here and win, help win. That's it.
Rookie mini camp, Mike, up at Flowery Branch. Again, no live contact, just for those people who may not be aware. But you can get on the field in offensive and defensive drills and lots of classroom work. Calvin Ridley went on to say some of the advice that he got, you know, from his coaches.
Just to be confident in yourself, and you know, don't get too overwhelmed, and it's all right to mess up, and just keep playing fast.
Speed, baby, fast and
physical.
That's what they're looking for, and it's kind of cool to hear these guys. Everybody, have you noticed every soundbite we're playing of the players? Everybody sounds like Dan Quinn. It's like 100 miles an hour. Everybody's just ramped up and rocking and rolling.
They are ready to go. We'll let you hear from Deidre Tonat and also Isaiah Oliver coming up and Coach Quinn. But first, let's give you a chance to win some money.
Now it's time to reveal our national signing bonus code word. The code word is
honor. Do you have any honor?
This man has no honor. He has no code. No, the code word is honor, H-O-N-O-R.
H-O-N-O-R. Text it right now to what number? 72881 from your cell phone.
Again, guys, don't text and drive. That'd be embarrassing if you're in Fulton County lockup. What are you in for? I was texting and driving. But anyway, guys, it's honor, H-O-N-O-R, goes to 72881. That's the number, and you got a few minutes to get it in. And if you hear or you see a number that you don't recognize, pick it up. Could be the Entercom guys. That's our company with a chance for you to win that grand.
All right, let's get back to Deidre Tonat. Third-round pick, defensive tackle. Talked about learning and just being around, man.
I feel like I'm doing things the right way, and then I'm getting close to some of the guys who already been here. It's mind-blowing. You got an opportunity once in a lifetime. You know, many guys don't get this, so I mean, I'm just soaking it in, but then again, I'm learning. So, you know what I mean? Once we, you know, we actually do put on pads or you know what I mean, whenever my time is, you know what I mean, I can just show it out.
I'm taking heads off. Okay, I added that.
No, you teased that. I mean, he didn't actually say that. No. I mean, you're saying that you're inferring that that's what his vibe is.
Yeah, I kind of get the feeling like, who's next? I'm taking his head off.
Look, our buddy Jarvis Davis, you'll hear tonight with the bunker mentality. And Jarvis played D-tackle, by the way, at Albany State back in the day. And I said, what's he look like? He said, he looks like a carbon copy of Grady Jarrett, which is the way we've been told he looks like. So there you go. It's exactly the size and the speed, the element that Dan Quinn is looking for. Physicality, getting up the field. And this kid has got a great head on his shoulders, tough as nails.
What a DQ tell Deidre Tonat.
Well, his quote is everybody, you know, one thing at a time, one moment at a time. So we're just embracing today's practice. I mean, he's an unbelievable guy, man. He preaches brotherhood. He preaches getting after the ball.
Okay. I like it. Mike, I like it. Isaiah Oliver, cornerback out of Colorado, talking about, you know, what he's trying to do right now, and that is learn and then take it to the field.
I felt like we did a pretty good job in terms of bringing that meeting room out to the field. Obviously, there's some mistakes on the first day, learning everything for the first time. We expect to have a much better day tomorrow.
Man, all these guys sound...
They sound like you when you have one of those caffeine energy drink things.
Yeah, but it's usually the big one.
Well, that sounds like they had the giant Gatorade things filled with like some Monster Energy or something.
And Dan Quinn, who caught your eye today at practice, Coach?
number of the tryout players have caught our attention too. So that's what these kind of moments are for, you know, to put your best foot forward, see the best version of you, and certainly guys are doing that.
All right, man. Story number three, guys, Atlanta United. Big match on Sunday. We mentioned it as we started the segment. Orlando, Mike, we just don't like them. If you're going down to the match, by the way, be careful. Watch your back and keep your head on a swivel.
Well, there's a couple of fans got jumped last year. So, I mean, two things.
We're not making this up, by the way.
No, we played at Bobby Dodd. They were acting the fool, acting stupid. They got kicked out. A couple of meatheads got kicked out. It's Orlando. It's Whiskey Tango, man. You know what that is. WT for the military alphabet. But here's the deal. Watch your back, because then Darren Eels and the guys, or somebody, we don't know who, wink, wink, put up a billboard basically saying Atlanta's here, we come to take your candy. I'm paraphrasing. Orlando fans didn't take that too well. So this derby, if you will, the rivalry, as they call it, has got some juice.
It does. And going back to last season, you know, it not only got a little bit nasty on the field, it got nasty in the stands. So it's all good. I'm all about rivalries. That's nice and fun, but clean fun, you know, and good-natured, as we say, ball-busting.
Right. But again, defend yourselves, and sometimes you can put them up. Sometimes someone deserves to be punched in the face.
Hey, man, a reminder, Grady Jarrett is teaming up with 92.9 The Game, presenting the fifth annual 92.9 The Game Celebrity Golf Classic. It's Wednesday, June 6th at Golf Midtown, Top Golf, that is, in Midtown. And we're changing things up, guys. Some Target Golf this year. It's going to be a lot of fun. A bunch of celebs will be there. And we'll be broadcasting live, Mike and I.
Mm.
Hopefully we get a chance to swing them and play a little bit, but it's going to be a lot of fun. You can sign your team up, go online, the events page on 929thegame.com to register.
Speaking of golf, guys, it's one of our stories today, sort of like 3A or B, if you will. Webb Simpson had a 59. He was on track for the new course record at TPC Sawgrass, and then he came up to the Island Green at 17. Plunk. Hit the board on the short side, bounced over the green, off into the water, wound up tying the course record 63, but was in position to really make some history. Poor guy.
Well, he took his time on this shot, too. The wind was in play, and he kept waiting and waiting, approached the ball, but then he back off. Anyways, that's how it played out.
Hey, speaking of waiting and waiting, we were waiting for Matt Ryan's deal to get done.
We were, and we've got the details of how it truly played out behind the scenes. We'll share that. And I'm a little bit jealous today. I'll explain why coming up on Dukes and Bell. It is Dukes and Bell. As we've been talking about the Falcons and with rookie minicamp going on, one of the things that Mike and I got privy to is this D. Orlando Ledbetter story about the backstory as to how this Matt Ryan deal got done, Mike. And, you know, as fans, we sometimes go, well, of course, it was easy. The agent went in and said, I want this. And then the team said, no. And then, yes, that is somewhat true. But we were both kind of perplexed about what the delay was, right? Because I was under the impression, I think most people who were aware at the time when Thomas Dimitroff, our general manager, came out and said, listen, we want to do this and get this taken care of. And it's priority number one. And I think you guys have seen that. It is priority number one.
Right.
But we thought that this would take place a little bit earlier, and D-Led kind of lays out a variety of things that transpired as the clock and this contract finally got done.
I mean, for guys who are wondering, well, how do you guys know? Well, I mean, after following football for, you know, three decades, you start to figure out how things tend to work out. We said that we thought they were going to try to get the deal done to free up some free agency money. They were never going to spend like drunken sailors like other teams. We never had that much money to spend in the first place, even with more cap space from Matt. I just thought there were better options perhaps than Fusco, but that's where they went. It was rather, you know, inexpensive. But what makes it interesting is the Falcons signed defensive tackle Terrell McClain. Now it's a $4 million deal. He gets $500,000 in signing bonus. This guy is a former Redskins. He's played with a number of teams.
And this happened today, guys.
It just went down within the hour. He had visited the Falcons, and they didn't let him leave Flower Branch without a deal. He started two games, played in all 16 for the Redskins, but the numbers, it's kind of like, you know, when we look at Derek Shelby's numbers or we try to quantify Atiba Rubin's numbers, there's nothing there statistically you're going to go, wow, that he's a guy that's going to be in the rotation asking what Dan Quinn and Mark Juan Manuel asking of him to basically be a stopper up there and to fill in to hopefully maybe Deidre Sinnott gets more snaps, but he wasn't going to be able to give you the kind of production Don Terry Poe got you, so we had to go do this.
Well, Mike, I think when you start to look at, especially on the defensive side, and you start to look at the rotational guys, right? What I mean by that is, yes, we have guys that start the game, but the way that this has always kind of been with Dan Quinn is, this is not the old school days of four guys, you know, four down linemen that stay in every play. Mm-hmm. You are rotating guys in on down and distance. You're rotating guys in on various packages that you're running. So he, in my opinion, becomes a rotational guy along with the Jack Crawfords, okay?
Right.
Deidre Sanaat, yes, he's going to play a lot, but he's not going to be out there every single play. So you're trying to get depth, but also you're trying to be effective in that depth. You don't want any fall off. And we didn't see enough of Jack Crawford to know what he's going to mean to this football team. I like what I saw, you know, early in the season last year.
Right.
But then he gets hurt. So we never really saw that. Same thing happened to Derek Shelby the previous season. I just think this is another rotational guy that is going to be in there that, you know, he's not going to be a superstar. But if you get good production from him and there's no fall off, then you can't be mad at the Falcons, because that's what really we're trying to do is, hey, do we have enough guys to do what we want to do defensively? And I think that's what Dan Quinn's trying to accomplish.
So, again, much like Deidre Sanaat, he is about 300 pounds, give or take, maybe a little bit bigger, 29 years of age. He came out of South Florida like Deidre Sanaat. Talking about Terrell McClain, the latest addition to the Falcons, he won't see all that money in the contract. You know how the NFL works. He'll probably be here for 1 year, but he does get $500,000 to sign on the line. And, you know, this gets us back to the question. As long as they're satisfied they're going to get the production out of the offensive line, and they got Fusco, who's an upgrade from Schweitzer.
Mm-hmm.
It's just kind of one of those, you know, if Matt's deal was done sooner, then you would have had a little bit more money for the guard. But we don't know what the budget was for guard, how much they were interested in, because there are only like two or three guys that either weren't injured or too old that fit the zone blocking scheme.
Thomas Dimitroff went on Sirius Radio, and he said, we talked a lot about being aggressive before free agency, thinking we wanted to see how it was going to settle with a couple of other markets. You know, so he's basically talking about leading up to the Matt
quarterbacks,
Ryan contract.
Yeah, how the quarterbacks are going to get paid.
And, you know, again, that played a role, Mike. And by the way, they have always said, and we didn't think this was any, there was no doubt about this, but they were, the Falcons were prepared to go above and surpass the $92 million that Matthew Stafford received from the Lions with his deal back in August of 2017. They were going to surpass the $84 million guarantee that, you know, Kirk Cousins got. I don't think that was the issue. How this money was paid out, maybe, and what guarantees in addition mm-hmm. to just, you know, when we talk about the guarantees, and the way the language is written. But Tom Condon, as he told, you know, D-Led, and he talked to a variety of people about this article that he wrote about the timing of the Matt Ryan deal. You know, Condon talks about what they went in and tried to do and what they wanted, but there was a little bit of a holdup. But the Falcons didn't panic, and that's why we didn't hear anything. Remember, there was probably about a three-week lag where right. nobody was saying anything, and we were going, okay, wait a minute, is it Condon or is it the Falcons? Is it the Falcons or is it Condon?
So, ideally, we would have gotten the deal done before free agency began in a perfect world. And then maybe, now again, as I said, the caveat to all this conversation is as long as you get production at the right guard position, the way Chris Chester gave you, and hopefully Fusco is the guy. And look, if Schweitzer learns, and maybe Schweitzer can come back and be a starter at some point in the organization, it's great. You got some better depth, but we were just looking to make sure that of all the things, let's take out all the mystery. Can we get short yardage when we need it? Can you protect Matt Ryan against some really athletic defensive fronts that are coming at you right now in the NFC South? Just saw Vita Vea talking to the media down in Tampa. He's part of a front that added Jason Pierre-Paul and Gerald McCoy. Dontari Poe's now coming out an already impressive front seven from Carolina. Got to protect.
Yeah, now, Mike, it's kind of wait and see, right?
Yeah, we see if Fusco is the man.
And that's the big. That's one of the big question marks we'll be talking about heading into camp. You know, certainly we got to get some production out of these rookies as well. A lot of these guys are going to be called into action immediately. Calvin Ridley is going to see plenty of snaps. You know, I think Isaiah Oliver is going to see plenty of snaps, the cornerback that we just drafted. I really do. That's not to take anything away from Brian Poole. As I said, we're in the nickel so much, you need all of these guys.
Right.
But, you know, and I want to see what Deidre Sanaat has, man. And how good is he against the run? Because that's another question that right now is kind of up in the air when you talk about this is not about getting pressure. It is. But we need to see him against the run as well.
I mean, this team has just got to beef up the consistent pass rush. That's two things. You know, obviously, we got to fix the red zone.
Well, Vic playing in his natural position is going to help that.
That would certainly sort of abate those, you know, those lulls we had last year, which happened a couple times. But, like, I am not really worried about the defense. We got the depth now, so we're good at defensive tackle. That's a problem solved. And, again, we don't know what, as you said, Jack Crawford can be because we didn't get to see much of him. But he's more of an end slash. He can play tackle. And, of course, Derek Shelby. So we got that taken care of. All I need now is more points. I need more touchdowns, specifically number 11 and number 2.
Speaking of how this deal went down, guys, just a brief synopsis for those who are interested in this you know, article. And, Mike, did you retweet this with D-Led? I don't know if you did or not.
But, no, I hadn't done that yet.
All right.
Sorry.
But
sorry,
D-Led, he points out after the draft was over, the parties, Matt Ryan's agents and the Falcons, agreed to meet at Arthur Blank's offices in Buckhead on Wednesday, May 2nd. He says, and this is talking to D. Orlando Ledbetter, we brought in Tom Condon, his agent, mm-hmm. Todd France, who's also a friend of the show right here in Atlanta, one of the big NFL agents.
By the way, thanks for the scoop, Todd.
Nick Polk, who is another guy, he's a salary cap guy for the Falcons. Mm-hmm. They've got a couple of those guys up there at Flowery Branch. And basically, they all sat down and said, we got to get this deal done. It was almost a 12-hour session, starting at 10 a.m. and went to about 9:45 p.m. Both sides leave that evening, but the deal hadn't been presented to Matt Ryan. They take it over to Matt. They take it to his house. The next day, that was Thursday, he agrees to the deal. So this is going back May 2nd, Wednesday, that Thursday, May 3rd, Matt gets the deal and yeah. agrees to it.
I mean, interesting. Arthur out there, I'm going to lock you idiots in a room till we get a deal done. There. I mean, it is interesting to hear the behind the scenes. It's in the AJC. You can check out D. Orlando Ledbetter's blog on it. You surprised that's the way it went down? And I guess they were, as you said, it's one thing in the article they mentioned that Tom Condon had to take care of Drew Brees' contract. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, there's more than one bean counter working for CAA. Regardless, this is how it went down. Hey, I got no problem with the timing, as we said. We've already beefed up the defensive tackle position. That was a concern through the draft and now through free agency. If you just join us, a guy named Terrell McClain back up. You know, rotation guy gets picked up. Just got to make sure that, Carl, as long as the offensive line works and Fusco is good enough,
then we're
cool. Then it all worked out.
I'm fine. And it won't matter how much we spent, but it will if that doesn't turn out to be the answer, because then you're going to say we could have went out and got a better guard. It's just like, you know, guys, we say it all the time. You get what you pay for, right? I mean, honestly, and in the NFL, it's no different. There's a reason why there's a pay discrepancy between some players and other players. It's because you're getting more talent. You're getting a better player. Real quick, I want to mention this. We got a good game winner for you coming up. I said this earlier in the program. I'm a little envious, a little jealous, man. Flipping through last night, getting back from Alabama, and, Mike, I'm watching the NHL playoffs. And the Predators are in it. They lose to the Winnipeg Jets. And I'm sitting there thinking, it should be Atlanta. And for all the fans that were here during the years of the Thrashers, they left last season was 2011. I'm sitting there thinking about expansion and, you know, how we blew an opportunity. But real quick, you look at how the NHL has expanded. They're now in Las Vegas. Vegas is in the playoffs. Nashville, the buzz is real up there. They're doing an amazing job. Tampa Bay, the Lightning could win the cup this year.
And they're a perennial power. I mean, they might be a year or two when they rebuild, but they've been consistently good now for nearly a decade.
So I'm scratching my head and I'm going, you know, by the way, hockey revenues are up. TV ratings are up. And for those fans who are not hockey fans, here's the point, guys. We had all four majors in this city, and we blew it with hockey. And it just makes me want Nashville supporting it the way they do. I mean, Dallas, that's 25 years. They moved from you know, the Minnesota North Stars to Dallas. It's been 25 years. It can work, but it didn't work here.
It could have worked here. Again, Mike Conte and I, we are going to get off our butts and do the podcast, What Killed Hockey in Atlanta. Couple of things. The initial owners, I didn't like the way it launched. They never included the entire city. It was targeting one demographic, and it was the suburban white folks. And I just wish that we could go back in time and just at least expose hockey to folks who maybe weren't familiar with it and see if they take it, take to it. That was never really an option. It was so one-dimensional in the way it was marketed. You know, they didn't embrace the history of the Knights, which had a very nice following. I would have had, like, some cool uniforms, Carl, black and silver. Let's have a little edge to us, man. Let's goon it up. Let's be like the Flyers while we build this thing up. We went finesse. We tried to be a poor man's Red Wings. We had some great talent. We had an NHL strike. We had Danny Heatley's car accident where he kills Daniel Snyder driving his Ferrari like an idiot on Lennox. It's like we couldn't catch a break. And then Atlanta Spirit comes in. It doesn't know anything about hockey. We know a blue line from a clothesline. So if we take all that together, the only thing that could have saved hockey in this town would have been real leadership from the NHL. Gary Bettman coming in and saying, we're going to take this franchise over. We'll buy it off you guys. We'll have it a receivership, kind of like how Major League Baseball handled the Expos.
Yeah.
Kind of like what they did try to do in Phoenix to try to get their stadium done. But there's no leadership. It's a rudderless ship. That's why the NHL has labor problems every other season. But anyway, that's a long answer to a short question. I just thought also, and when they finally got around to black players, it was too late.
Yeah,
could have done that from the jump to, again, be more inclusive with it. It's a darn shame to see a team that is basically a bunch of Thrashers now playing for a chance to go to the Stanley Cup.
Well, and that's the thing. And that's why I was sitting there going, Hey, man, you can hit us up always on the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line at 404-741-0929. By the way, NHL soon to be in Seattle.
And another thing.
Soon to be in
Seattle.
And
another thing. We said this earlier in the show. I just reminded myself. When Arthur bought the Falcons, what's the first thing he did?
Lower ticket prices.
Go get $10 tickets to sit up top and be a fan. Go buy some hot dogs and hats. It was all pure greed. It was the most expensive ticket in town, and the product never matched the price. So there you go. That's why we'll never see hockey again.
No, we had our chance and we blew
now
it.
You got me, you know, I was in a good mood. It's a Friday. Now you got me all ticked
off.
Well,
that's how I felt last night. I'm sitting there watching it, and I had the Predators moving on, but I'm sitting there going, the damn Winnipeg Jets.
And I always hated the name, the Thrashers. I freaking hated that name.
Anything else?
Wimpy.
Anything else?
That's about it.
All right, man. Let's get to the game winner.
I forgot what it was now, so ticked off. I want to go on with an L.A. Kings type thing.
You got a new phone.
All right. Yeah, yeah.
Ringtone.
Yeah, some lady from AT&T convinced me to buy the whole store today. So, all right, what's your ringtone? Right, for when the wife calls, what is the theme? I know you've got the theme from the Empire Strikes Back.
I do.
What is your theme? What's your ringtone? What is your phone? What's the sound it makes when somebody calls? Maybe it's your wife. Let us know. 404-741-0929.
Let's go, Crashers! Let's go, Crashers!
Six fans are up there.
And the winner is...
Time to take the game winner on Dukes and Bell. Your last chance to sound off on today's show. So don't stink. Call now. 404-741-0929. Today's question.
Hey, man, what's your ringtone? What do you got on the phone there, buddy boy? Like when Carl calls me. I get, he ain't heavy. He's my brother.
Yeah, man.
When Arthur calls me, I get the theme from Shaft. You know, we all have like ringtones, man. You never call me, so you wouldn't know. Anyway.
Sanford and Son for me. You didn't know that, did you? That's what your ringtone is.
Hey, man. So what's the ringtone? By the way, let's address Skippy's train wreck of an update there.
You mean that guy, that other guy?
I told you I worked in West Virginia, and I had heard a story. There was a reporter who did the news in the 50s in, like, Charleston, West Virginia. And if it was a really difficult name to pronounce, he would say, like, meanwhile, today in Egypt, President Big Word. And that's how he would go through the news. You know, French premier.
Classic journalist.
Jacques Big Word. Anyway, so there you go. So good job, Skippy. He's like.
He worked through it.
The guy, the thing, McLean. Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. What's the ringtone?
Hey, man.
Hey man.
I got the Tony Soprano ringtone.
Nice.
There you go.
Great tune, man. That's a good one, man. And for those that are just catching the show, well, no, the Sopranos, the theme song. You know, that was, it could be for anybody, I guess.
Yeah.
Maybe for his Uncle Vito. I don't know. Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. I got a new phone today, so we got to pump the music into this thing and get rocking and rolling. What do you got, buddy?
I got the theme song to It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Very fun. That, by the way, that show is, it's so goofy and so over the top dark. Danny DeVito, I mean, laugh out loud. I mean, it's some of the scenarios we can't even explain on the radio because there's kids in the car.
Sam's in there clapping his hands. You really like that show, huh? You dig it?
It's an incredible show if you ever get a chance. You got to have a little twisted sense of humor, but right. It's a lot of fun.
Well, that's most of our listeners.
Yeah, it's on FX. They're running it now on some other network. It's on, I think it's on Vice. If you have, like, satellite, if you have DirecTV, it's on, like, the Vice network, which is kind of funny in itself.
It's like 8 million channels now. You know that?
I know, man. Dude, I'm so far behind. I'm like six episodes behind on Billions.
I know.
Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. What do you got for us? What's the ringtone and who is it for?
That's you. Obviously, he doesn't have one, Mike.
He's got The Sounds of Silence by Simon and Garfunkel. Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. What do you got?
Dude, Magnum P.I.
Nice. I've used that before, too. Okay. Good call, man. Outstanding.
You know, that's good. That you got me going to go back and have some nostalgia. Maybe I'll put some Fresh Prince Bel Air on my phone.
Right on, man.
It'll work.
Summertime.
Yeah, we jamming out to that today, weren't we?
It's a great song. Nothing but a smile on your face. You're dead to us. Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. What's the ringtone? What you got?
Hey, man.
Hey man.
AC/DC, Ronnie Todd.
Nice.
Okay.
Ryan Johnson, who was then kicked out of the band because I'm not a fan anymore. I tell you what, I love
AC/DC?
Ryan Johnson. No, I mean, just. Angus is such a turd to fire him like that. Hey, man, you're on the radio. The guy,
you know that guy.
What?
Hey, bro.
Hey, bro.
For my father, I got Harry Carey singing the seventh thing.
Take me out to the ball game?
What?
There you go.
Yeah. My started God. Happy hour early.
I sure hope he's not driving.
Wow.
This is a guy. Wow. My dad is Harry Carey. And the seventh.
Take me out. I'm on my way home right now. Hope so.
Let's hope he's in the back of an Uber. Hey, man, what do you got for us? What's your ringtone?
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
All right, so it's not my ringtone. It's my wife's phone. Every chance I get, I steal her phone and set it to the Robot Chicken theme song.
By the way, speaking of Adult Swim, I announced this the other day. Arthur would not let me use the breaking news sounder. Rick and Morty have been signed for another 70 seasons. One of the or 70 episodes.
70 seasons?
Yeah, they'd all be dead. That'd be something. Well, hold on. If you do it like The Bachelor, there's only 35 years.
Yeah, I know.
But what, anyway,
70 seasons?
70 episodes of Rick and Morty are coming back on Adult Swim, so they got to get to work. They got to come up with 70 wacky storylines. Hey, man.
There's plenty of stuff to work with.
You're on the radio, bro. What do you got?
Rapper from the 90s is for the late night booty calls. AMG, the Vertical Joyride.
Wow.
That's what you use? It's perfect for what he's looking for right there.
All right, man.
I mean, when that rings, he knows what time it is.
Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. What's your ringtone? What you got?
Bobby Watson, Blues of Hope. Google it.
Bobby Watson.
Mm-hmm.
And then I get the title. What
he
was the title?
He hung up on me. He's yelling, Google it. He hung up.
Oh, you Shaq?
Yelling at me?
Google it. Google me, Charles.
Google me. Three-time final MVP.
Google me, Charles.
You think that's... You think they took a minute of debrief to get that straightened out, by the way, when they got sideways on TNT?
No, you know what? It got huge numbers. I mean, after... It was like the next night. Did you see MAT the next night? Like, nothing ever happened. I'm telling
you,
man.
But that's cool. I mean...
They probably went 8 ribs that same night.
Bum.
Or Krispy Kreme. Yeah.
Bum. Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. What do you got for a ringtone? Could be a ringtone for you,
that's
for your
you.
Wife. And you're on the air, Montfrere. What do you got?
For my side chick, I got Thompson Twins, Dr. Doctor.
Wow. Well, thank you for revealing that, sir.
Does your wife know about this? You just told all of Atlanta on a 100,000-watt radio station.
But honey, what ringtone is that, huh?
Nice job, Ace.
Huh?
Hey, man, you're on the air, buddy. What do you got for a ringtone on your phone?
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
I love you guys. First of all, I used to sling margaritas to you, Bell, when you first came to town at Rio Bravo.
Oh, great spot back in the day, man.
Yep, it sure was. But my ringtone I got for my girlfriend Jim Gaffigan when he does Not a Kitty.
You know Jim Gaffigan, the stand-up comedian?
Oh, yeah.
Very funny.
That is funny. That's a good choice, man. Thanks,
good job,
man. Appreciate you.
Man.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah, Rio Bravo, they had like, that was my first broadcast I ever did.
Really?
Man, it was Rio Bravo back in the day.
And you were drinking on the job, first broadcast, huh?
We did not frown on that at my previous employer.
First broadcast I ever did. I was drunk as hell.
Well, I'll never forget. It was kind of coming from Cox Communications, which is a very conservative company to
it
work
is.
For.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there in a boat box like, hey, I'm getting a double. What are you having? I'm like, oh, we can drink on the air. Hey, man, you're on the radio, buddy. It's our game winner tonight. What is your ringtone on your phone? What do you got?
Hey, I got from the Boondocks, a pimp named Slipback, the Lord's Prayer.
Arthur, your thoughts?
I heard pimp something. That's what I heard.
I'm glad these songs mean something to you, sir. You got the final word, buddy, on the game winner tonight. What is a ringtone? What's it for? That's you, man.
Go, sir! What?
And your phone is crap, and you weren't timely. You got the final word, sir. What do you have for us?
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Hey, my new ringtone is going to be Will Garrett trying to spit out that guard's name.
No, that wasn't Will. That was Skippy.
Oh.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, him trying to spit that out, because that was hilarious.
Hey, we're going to have to cut that up, Sam, before we get out of here. Thanks. Our man, little Beaufort over there, he put his best effort in there, but he could not remember the name of our new defensive tackle.
Yeah, he came in.
Terrell McClain.
Yeah, that's the guy they signed today to a one-year deal. He came in today, first thing out of his mouth. Well, Dukes, I heard you talking about the key people calling Paul Feinbaum in Alabama. I was like, I know. I heard. I know. Thank you.
Oh, it's just somebody's like, and the Falcons, and they get... I had it. McClain. If you missed it, we'll replay it before we get out of here.
Hey, we'll come back. We'll clear our throats. We'll make way for Andy Bunker on this Mother's Day weekend. Take care, Mom.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.